I'm Professor Leanne Carey, and I head the Neurorehabilitation and Recovery Research Lab at the Florey Institute.
Excellent, Leanne. Thanks so much for speaking to us. Can you give us a little bit of a background of what you've been talking about here at SSA?
So I've been looking at neuroimaging associates of depression after stroke. So after stroke, one in three survivors will experience depression, but yet we don't fully understand why. Now, in the clinical arena of depression, there's some models of recovery that tell us about which parts of the brain that there's disruption in these connections. We haven't had a chance to look at this yet in stroke, but we have just completed a very large longitudinal stroke cohort study of people who do and don't have depression after stroke. So what we've now been able to do is to look at that association, and we've found some very exciting things. So if we ask the question relative to the areas that we know are important for people who have clinical depression, so which are the areas of the brain that might be impacted, we're finding changes in the connectivity in stroke survivors from those areas to other key areas. One of those key areas is the cerebellum, and that's an area that's involved with, it has very strong links with the emotion-related parts of the system, and it was a little bit different to what we found in the healthy individuals, but was particularly there at 12 months after stroke. And we did another study which was particularly interesting because it showed something very different than what's even been found in stroke. At 3 months after stroke, what we found is that when we even looked at the whole brain level, there was an area within the somatosensory association cortex that was actually deactivated compared to healthy controls, or deactivated in those who had depression. And what's really interesting, recently there's these body maps where people who experience depression or different sorts of emotions will actually colour the changes in their physical appreciation of different parts of their bodies. So we're actually finding for people who are depressed that they have this really low physical activity expression in their bodies. And this is the first time that we've been able to pick up that for stroke survivors there seems to be this reduced connectivity to that area. It was quite surprising for us, but it is something very new.
You've been listening to a podcast collaboration between the Stroke Society Australasia, Smart Strokes and the International Journal of Stroke. This year's Australian Stroke Meeting was held in Melbourne. The Twitter hashtag for this event is #StrokeOz2015 and has been added as a collection to Storify. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please become a member of this world health provider and help us to fight this devastating global burden.